This is Wild About Utah.
Following the same route which I had taken when coming up, we arrived at Bear River on the evening of the 11th and encamped. The examination of Cache Valley occupied several days, crossing over the range of low, rounded hills through which Bear River has cut a passage. We entered this beautiful and picturesque valley, which was then covered with a profusion of rich green grass and adorned and diversified by numerous clumps of willows. The valley is full of swampy springs, affording abundance of good sweet water and excellent grass. Speckled trout of a large size abound in the streams. I believe this passage to be from Journal of a Trapper, written by mountain man Osborne Russell around 1816. The Bear is a unique and beautiful riverine system. Superlatives abound. A river of profound beauty who provides over 60% of the lifeblood for the Great Salt Lake ecosystem. The largest river to begin and end in the Great Basin. A river which witnessed the largest massacre of Native Americans in our country's history. A river of abundant life who supports 3 National Wildlife Refuges in its 500-mile course. There were a few thoughts running through my brain as I canoed down a stretch of the Bear River through Gentile Valley in southeast Idaho this morning, counting bird species for Utah Power and Light. I was stunned by the beauty as we left the bank into early morning sunrise and a river mist with rain clouds forming over surrounding mountains. Our spirits were further buoyed by rampant birdsong, Canada geese, sandhill cranes, meadowlarks, red-winged blackbirds, countless swallows and songbirds. Occasionally, sun would find a hole in the clouds and awaken the hills to vibrant spring green offset by dark clouds gathering. A large white bird appears on the water ahead of us, perhaps another pelican. Drifting closer, we startle this elegant, graceful being, which emits a loud trumpeting call to echo through the shrouds of fog. Trumpeter swan. We are held in awe of its magnificence, still on the endangered species list due to over-harvesting and habitat loss. Wending our way through many river miles, we finally arrive at the backwaters of Oneida Reservoir, as the river disappears in a rugged defile called the Narrows. Most of this once magnificent stretch of wild river now lies beneath the reservoir. This is Jack Green, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.